I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and another personal look at life in New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Wendy, welcome back once again to Travel World.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Wendy, now, when you were growing up in New Zealand, you mentioned that the Christmas holidays fall during your summertime, which is December, January, February. Now, one of the things with the Christmas celebrations here in North America, because it falls in the dead of winter, it actually kind of brightens up what it amounts to a darker time of year because of our location in the Northern Hemisphere. In New Zealand, on the other hand, if your Christmas falls during the summertime, what kind of celebrations do you have to kind of break up the winter?
Well, that's a good point, actually. We sort of have if you're at school, I think you have 2 weeks during the winter break. And that's really all. And we don't really have Thanksgiving. And so really it's just, you know, you have to get through the winter. You have a couple of weeks off. You might go skiing or do something like that if you're outdoorsy. But, but it's not that dark. I know it is quite dark here because it really is very cold. But, in New Zealand, it's maybe, you know, you can still certainly walk around outside and, you know, you get sunny days even if it isn't that warm. So perhaps it's not quite so bad because I really like the winter here. In fact, Toronto's been so mild. We're waiting for the snow and my boyfriend and I keep looking out the window hoping it's going to snow. But people are saying, no, we like it like this. A mild winter is nice.
We have a Canadian saying, be careful what you wish for. You might get it. Is snow a very common thing to see in New Zealand or is it very rare?
It's common in the mountains. We have, in fact, an active volcano.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and a look at life in New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Welcome back to Travel World once again, Wendy.
Thank you very much.
Wendy, growing up in New Zealand, what was your typical food in New Zealand?
Well, seafood's a biggie in New Zealand because the seafood's wonderful. We're surrounded by ocean, so you can have fish and chips or oysters, bluff oysters from the South Island. Snappers are good fish, mussels, but also a really big thing is roast lamb. Our lamb, we've got lots of lamb around New Zealand, so you can have a wonderful roast lamb dinner.
Tends to be a rather popular delicacy here in North America, New Zealand spring lamb.
That's right, I know. It's world famous, isn't it?
What is your absolute number one, no holds barred, favorite meal?
It would have to be my mother's roast. She cooks a wonderful roast lamb, and we have potatoes and another vegetable here called kumara, which is like a potato. It's fabulous. It would have to be a roast lamb or a barbecue. We love barbecues here.
Barbecue in New Zealand.
Yeah.
One other thing that I was curious about in New Zealand, Australia is forever associated with the kangaroo. Are there any interesting animals to watch out for in New Zealand?
Well, not really. Australia's really got all the interesting, very unusual animals and reptiles, but we have a kiwi, which is like sort of an unofficial national emblem. It's a flightless bird with a big beak, and it only runs around at night, and it's sort of I think it's endangered as well. So we have the kiwi, which is what we call ourselves, kiwis.
Flightless bird with a big beak. That reminds me of a friend of mine. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.